Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are some of the opening prices from the Chicago Board of Trade and the outside, the Kansas City and Minneapolis Boards of Trade as well, as they begin the trading day with some of the USDA numbers that just came out at 7:30 this morning. Here's how it started in Kansas City. The July wheat contract opened at 8.72. That was up 4 cents a bushel. The spring wheat contract for Minneapolis opened, the May contract opened down 15 cents at $11.95 a bushel. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, the July wheat contract opened at 8.28, up 6 cents. September, 8.42, up 6 and a quarter cents. And December at 8.61 on the open, up 4 and 3 quarter cents a bushel. The corn contract for May opened at 6.27, up 8 and a quarter cents. July, 6.37 and a half, up 7 and a quarter. September corn, 6.47 a bushel, up 7 and a quarter cents. Then December also opened up 7 and a quarter at 6.54 and a half. March corn for next year, 6.65, up 8 and a quarter. And the May, 6.71 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. July corn in 09, 6.76 a bushel, up 4 and 3 quarter cents. Big increase in the bean pit this morning. July nearby beans opened at $13.50 a bushel, up 40 cents. August, $13.50, up 46 cents a bushel. September opened at $13.20, up 45 and 3 quarter cents. November beans, $12.85, up 39 and a quarter. January, $13 even, up 41 and a quarter cents. March of next year, $13.20, up the 50-point limit. And May soybeans opened at $13.22, up 44 and 3 quarter cents. Soybean meal for May opened at $3.39, up $9.20. July soybean meal, $3.42, up $6.80. And July bean oil opened at $61 even, up $1.45. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June cattle rather opened at $93.55, down $10. August, $99.15, down $15. The October contract, $105.70, down $5. And December live cattle opened unchanged at $106.52.5. The May feeder cattle contract opened at $106.35, down 42.5 cents. August, $109.20, down 27.5. September, $110.70, down 20. And October feeders opened at $111 even, down 72.5. May lean hogs opened at $79.57.5, up 20. June, $76.90, up 52.5. July, $77.20, up 10. And August opened up 5 at $78.90. The July pork belly contract opened at $79.80, up 12.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
In some of the outside markets right now, June crude oil is climbing up again, up $1.06 a barrel at the moment at $124.75, just under the $125 a barrel mark. The CRB index not trading on my screen as I see. The U.S. dollar index is down 25 at 73.22. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down almost 80 points at 12,787. The NASDAQ is up a point and a half at 24.53. The S&P 500 index is down 6 at 1391. The July contract for silver is down 26 cents an ounce at 1661, and June gold is down 5.30 at 876.80. Currently on the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is down 22 to 23 and a quarter cents. Corn has turned mixed. The nearby contracts are off a penny and a half to a penny and three quarters. Past September, though, you've got a 2.5 cent increase in the December contract. Soybeans up quite a bit. July, 36 cents up to 39 and a quarter on the November, August, past the 40 cents higher trading range right now. Joining us now to look at the market on this Friday is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management. Thanks for joining us, Mike, and good morning.
Thanks, Tom, for having us.
And you've got a busy day in front of you today, and a crazy one with the soybean pit, at least.
What is different from today and any other day, right?
You're right about that, come to think of it.
Agricultural markets, it doesn't matter, does it, Tom?
Right. But the USDA reports came out today, and they're having an impact, particularly on the beans where they would be bearish in any other time, I guess, right? Or is it?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the trade was certainly on pins and needles, technically, waiting for a decision, a fundamental break. You know, Argentina's strike didn't do it. The record crude oil prices didn't do it. And so you could kind of get the feeling that maybe the USDA numbers, if they lean one way or the other, would probably try and break this thing either higher or lower and try and establish a new trend here as we go through the last part of planning and into the mid-summer time period. I think USDA's report today just ignited the acreage fight again between corn and beans, and therefore it's probably ignited the no-bean-dees-corn ratio again. And it looks like to us, because USDA's 08 carryover was literally half of what we were expecting on increased demand, of total demand of over 3 billion bushels again this coming year, that puts the November beans probably back in the driver's seat, and the ratio between the no beans and dees corn, we could probably move back up to where we were back in March, where beans were running about 2.2 times the price of dees corn. And that's going to be interesting, because we have a lot of farmers on the edge right now in southern Indiana and southern Illinois wondering whether they should shift out of corn and into beans. And if they see a big rally in the beans here, they're probably going to make that decision a lot easier if beans are rallying and corn's more or less staying where it's at. So something to watch here the next couple of weeks for sure.
Now, the call for corn, and they did open about where the call had it, and the 8 cents or so higher range, but they've turned mixed. What is it that's keeping the corn from not going any higher, considering all those weather concerns?
It wasn't necessarily a negative report, Tom. I think it just wasn't a bullish report, and it seemed like that the trade had anticipated this report very well. I think the other thing it goes back to is, since the opening, you make a huge point, since the opening, the wheat has kind of thrown in the towel here and has, you know, gone down double digits. I think the report and the price action since the report tells us that wheat is still the leader. I think it goes back to that no bean dees corn ratio, and maybe even the July bean July corn spread, that they're going to buy into the bean side and maybe spread off and sell the corn side of that for a short time. And I think the other thing that today's price action so far tells us, and it's not closed yet, but so far tells us that this strong crude oil market, another record there today, has become an offsetting point to the negativity that the policymakers and the government officials all around the world, including the United States, are starting to talk about the corn and the biofuels. So we have the ethanol and the demand for ethanol sitting very strong, and USDA showed that again today because of these high crude oil prices, but the high crude oil prices also keeps the pressure on Washington, so they tend to negate each other, it seems like.
So what does this all mean for a producer who's, you know, in this area, obviously sitting around waiting to plant and
sure. And
watching what where the prices are going here?
Well, I think if we call wheat our leader, and that's what we're saying in our analysis, we don't want July wheat to close below 783, especially given what rice has been doing this week on what's happened over in Burma and the cyclone affecting such a large area of the rice production in Southeast Asia. And so you would think that with the rice very strong this week, that would be picked up in the wheat pits, because wheat's a good substitution commodity for rice. So if you do lose technical support, though, in the wheat, then you're probably going to have a topping pattern in the corn market for the short term. Obviously, the planting weather is going to fight that. The crude oil is probably going to fight that. But you've got to wonder, what kind of energy do you have, or what kind of new news do you have to take corn back up to that next level? So what we're saying is, technically speaking, if the wheat gives up, the corn probably will too. That means you'll have to have new fundamental news out there to go ahead and spur the corn to the next level. We continue to recommend puts. We do not recommend cash sales in corn. That being said, as for beans, we cut back on our hedges a couple weeks ago. We added some long positions a couple weeks ago as well. We feel real good about that position. We're looking for the April 15th high and no beans to get tested here, if it can, off this report number.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the time.
All right. Mike Zuzel is with Risk Management. And let's go into the current update right now. The July wheat, as Mike mentioned, is off 24 cents a bushel right now in Kansas City at 844. The July number in Chicago right now is 799 a bushel, off 23 cents. December wheat in Chicago, 833 up, or down 23 and a quarter. May corn is now down 3 and a quarter cents a bushel at 615 and a half after opening higher. July at 627.5, down 2.75. September, 637.25, off 2.5. And D's corn up a half at 646.75. July beans up 35 now at 13.45. The August also at 13.45, up 41 cents. November beans 12.86.5, up 40.75. May soybean meal is up 370 at 333.50. Bean oil for May up 197 at 61.05. Mercantile exchange numbers, live cattle for June at 93.75, up 10. August at 99.42.5, up 12.5. May feeders are at 106.60, down 17.5. The August, though, up 2.5 at 109.50. May lean hogs are at 79.75, up 37.5. The June at 76.95, up 47.5. Right now, crude oil up 96 cents a barrel at 124.65. And the U.S. dollar index is at, where we find it here? 73.25, down 22. Wall Street at the moment, the Dow is now off 91 points at 12,776. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.